subconsciente. 19th August 2019, Monday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, your original sanskar is purity. You become impure by going into the company of Ravan. You now have to become pure and become the masters of the pure world. Sweet children, your original sanskar is purity. You have become impure by going into the company of Ravan. You now have to become pure and become the masters of the pure world. So our original sanskar, niji sanskar, eternal sanskar, pristine sanskar is complete purity. And souls have become impure by coming into the contact of vices. And now it's a time to re-emerge those sanskars of purity. So what should we do so that the original sanskars of purity come back? What should we do so that we re-emerge the sanskars of purity? In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, the cause of peacelessness is impurity. The moment you become pure, you become peaceful. And Baba loves those children who are peaceful, who don't have criminal eyes, who have civilized. So this is the original sanskar. Purity is the original religion. Purity is the very nature. Purity is the very sanskar. Purity is the very swabhava of the soul. So, how to emerge these sanskars of purity, or how to increase purity, or how to go back to purity? So, multiple things Baba has told at different point of time. In order to emerge the sanskar of purity, one must understand the importance of purity, first of all. Unless and until the importance is understood, we cannot work on anything. So one must understand the gravity, the importance of purity. And different methods are there, different ways are there by which we can fortify, strengthen our purity. And what are those ways? As we have heard multiple times, soul consciousness. It's a body consciousness that has made us impure. So the practice of soul consciousness will make us more and more pure. The soul consciousness is not just in the morning or in the evening. Throughout the day, at multiple times, practicing soul consciousness and soul conscious vision. If I am the soul, everyone whom I see is also a soul. So when there is this vision of soul consciousness, automatically purity will increase. Because the very nature of the soul is pure. You don't have to buy purity. You don't have to borrow purity. You don't have to take purity on loan. It's there inherent in it. The very nature is purity. So Atma is, the soul is filled with purity already. Only thing is that there is a dust of body consciousness. Once the stain, this dust, this murk of body consciousness is removed, the soul is already there shining in all its luminosity. So the first thing is soul consciousness. The second is supreme soul consciousness. That is remembrance of Baba. That's remembrance of God. The more the remembrance, the more would be the purity. As we saw yesterday, day before yesterday, remembrance leads to purity. So remembrance of God, remembrance of the ocean of purity leads to purity. So soul conscious, supreme soul consciousness. The third is spiritual drills. Drills of five forms. So when you are situated in the original swarup, original form, or eternal form, anadi adi, or your form of corporage as a worshipper, the soul, or your form of confluence age as an elevated Brahmin, or your future form of an angel. So or any one of these forms, they all are very pure. They all are very pure forms, and there is not a trace of body consciousness in the highest stages of these four, five forms. So spiritual drills, and practicing spiritual drills throughout the day, at interval, intermittently throughout the day, whenever we get time, whenever we are free and at leisure, that time practicing spiritual drills will lead to heightened purity. So the sanskars of the purity would increase more and more. We would be attracted towards purity. The more the rust of body consciousness, the less is the attraction of purity. The less is the attraction of God. The less is the attraction of the supreme abode. And soul says that we don't find yoga interesting because there is so much rust. The more the rust, the lesser would be the attraction towards God. The more the purity, the more would be the attraction towards God. So for purity, you need soul consciousness, supreme soul consciousness, and spiritual drills. Then, reading, what you read. In order to increase purity, increase your reading about purity. Increase your study about purity. Keep on reading about purity. And do not read those literature that would snatch away your purity. So reading includes two things. What not to read and what to read. The worldly literature, the worldly maxims, the worldly novels, they are filled with all the sensual literature that will make the soul fall down. So reading spiritual literature every day, how much you should read? How much you should read? At least 50 pages. At least 50 new pages. That could be anything. Throughout the day, we should be reading something or other whenever you get time, rather than wasting time in frivolous talks, rather than wasting time in pointless banter, in the worldly prattle. It's better that we devote our time in reading. And books are our never failing friends. Other friends may deceive you, may leave you in the lurch. But friends, like books, they never leave you. They always stay with you. So make friendships with spiritual literature. a friendship with godly literature. So at least 50 new pages. 50. Or 25? If not 50. Then, listening. What I listen, what I hear. So listen, classes of purity. Listen to the words of purity. Listen all that is pure in the world. And refrain from listening to all that is vulgar, all that is worthless, all that is useless. Increase listening, more and more listening to the godly voices, godly melodies, godly music, godly songs. What songs we listen, they also make an impact. So whatever songs you listen, there should be pure songs that should enter within. The words would create pictures in the mind. If they are worldly, they would create worldly pictures. And picturization creates feelings. Bhavana. And that is worldly. The same feelings would be created. So listening should be pure. Increase listening. After that, seeing what we see. Make it an aim to look at the pure things. In today's digital world, more and more addiction has been created because of watching. So what we are watching, what we see, that should be pure. See those pictures of the golden age. See pure souls, and seeing has very direct effect on the mind. What we see, we think about it. What we see automatically leads to churning. So, seeing, vision. Then, holy company, satsang, associate with pure-minded souls, associated with souls who are striving to be pure. Try to be in contact with those souls who are intense effort makers, whose aim is purity, those who love purity. So satsang, the company of the truth. When there is a satsang, automatically the spirit would elevate. When there would be the company of pure souls everywhere, you would automatically feel those vibrations and the soul will start soaring up, up and up and up. So satsang. Next, for purity, you need vairagya. You need disinterest in the world. The more the interest in the world, the more the desires of the world, the more the worldly ambitions, the lesser would be the purity. Because desires make person restless. Because desires induce craving. And satisfaction of every desire leads to intense craving. It doesn't calm the mind. It leads to further craving, further yearning, further longing, and there is a restlessness, there is an uneasiness. Every heart is at unease, even after the fulfillment of any worldly desire. There should be the feeling of vairagya. On Saturday, Baba said in blessing, emerge this vritti of disinterest, dispassion. Awaken this vritti of dispassion. So unless and until there is a burning, blazing vairagya, there cannot be purity. So the more the disinterest, the more would be the purity. For purity, what is needed is intense vairagya. Then, affirmations. Affirmation means self-talk. Affirmations means auto-suggestions. In the training of the subconscious mind, affirmations have got a lot of importance. You keep on telling yourself that I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. I have to purify the world. I am the child of the ocean of purity. I am the master ocean of purity. My purity sustains the world. My purity is the nourishment for the five elements. My purity is the support of the world. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, you are the foundation. You are the special souls. You are the souls who are essenceful. You are the souls who have taken all the powers from the Supreme Soul. Through you is the foundation of the, is the expansion of the world. If he is the Chaitanya seed, if he is the living seed, you are the foundation of this tree. You are responsible for everything that is happening in the world. If there is a disturbance in the foundation, there would be disturbance in the world. If there is a waste in the foundation, there would be the waste in the world. If the waste, if the foundation entertains impure thoughts, the wave of impurity will spread across the world. The leaves would become dry if the foundation is dry. If the foundation is shrinking, the world would shrink. So affirmations, self-talks. Then, visualization. For purity, you need a very strong weapon of visualization. Visualize that you are the supremely pure souls. You can visualize anything. That I am an angel who is an angel of purity. So I am the angel of purity. So visualization is a very important tool in order to become pure. And then, yeah, food. The purer the food, the purer the mind would become. So for purity, you need pure food. And food is divided into three types. Sattvic and Rajasic and Tamasic. All food that is stale, all food is food that is non-veg, is Tamasic. And what about Rajasic? All food which is sour, which is chili, which is spicy, which is oily, that comes in the category of Rajasic. And Rajasic food leads to agitation in the mind. For pure soul, we need Sattvic food. Sattvic diet. Don't think that just because you make your own food, it becomes Sattvic. Sattvic food should be as less spicy as possible. If possible, saltless. If possible, oilless. If possible, as simple as possible. If possible, as natural as possible. So pure food leads to pure mind. So to re-emerge the sanskar of purity, you need pure food. Then next place, If you want to emerge the sanskars of purity, go to pure places. Going to impure places would emerge the sanskars of impurity. Going to pure places will lead to emergence of pure sanskars. So place is very important. So these are about 12 points. You can add a few more, like love of God. The more the love of God, the more would be the purity. And at last, remove all the triggers of impurity. We have so many triggers. And the greatest trigger is mobile. All that are triggers of impurity. Pictures, posters, videos, statues, advertisements. So movies and everything that triggers impurity, throw it off. All the triggers of impurity should be removed. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, make the pledge of purity. There are many who make the pledge of purity and then they go from here and everything is finished. And then they do atrocities on women. And Baba said, women are nirbal. They are very weak. They sit at home and they prepare food. And to beget children and take care of the family. But men are strong. They go for war. But then, this is what Baba said about the pratigya of purity. So, for emerging, re-emerging of sanskars of purity, so many things are needed. Checking. You keep on checking yourself to what extent I have become pure. And what are the causes of impurity? And from where the impurity is coming? What is the source of impurity? As I said, remove all the triggers, all the stimuli, all the fillips of impurity. Even if a single door is open, the dust would enter inside. Even if a single crack is there somewhere, a small crack, the dust will enter. So become supremely pure. So today's essence is, sweet children, your original sanskar, niji sanskar, is purity. You become impure by coming into the company of Ravan. Baba said, in today's Murli, there are certain sannyasis. They say, one child is must be there. Baba said, they are thugs. Those who say like that, at least one child should be there. Thug is an English word. Also. That has come into English. So you become impure by going into the company of Ravan. You now have to become pure and become the masters of the pure world. So Baba has come to make us the masters of the pure world. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you have not come here to become sannyasi. You have come here to become the masters of the world. So what are the methods for achieving purity? First, soul consciousness. Then supreme soul consciousness, that is yad, kiya, remembrance. Then spiritual drills. Then reading, listening, seeing, satsang. So which company you are in, what you see, what you listen, what you read, that should be pure. Then vairagya. Without burning vairagya, there cannot be any purity. Then visualization, affirmations, food, place, love of God, and last, triggers. Remove all the triggers of impurity. Intense checking is needed. Why? From where the trigger is coming. So remove all the triggers of impurity. So many things are needed in order to become pure, or in order to, because the sanskars of purity are already there. They are just covered. There is a gold and it is covered by mud. Remove the mud, remove the dust, remove the soil. Gold is already there. So soul is already pure. Soul is already golden. It has become impure, adulterated, contaminated, dirty. Just remove the dirt and the soul will shine on its own. So, sweet children, you have to become pure. And go into the pure world, become the masters of the pure world. Om Shanti.